Gospel Acclamation. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are wealthy, healthy, do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." Gospel of the Lord. So beautiful. If today we are called, that means Jesus loves us so much. He changed us from sinners to his disciple. Of course, it doesn't mean we forever not sin, but with his grace, we share his life, especially through the Eucharist. That's what St. Paul explained. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. It's really true. Christ's life is in us. We expect more to be live like him, to love all, to love unconditionally everybody, if there are any condition. God loves us. This is the best gift. The peace comes from adherence to the will of God, to Jesus himself. Jesus loves Sister Faustina the same as he loves us, in a different way. Also, Jesus expects also to talk to us, come to us every moment. But we need to be ready, open our heart. In a prayer, seek to be close to Jesus, asking his grace that we can open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, to do everything with true love, unconditional love, being always first one to love, but loving. We get the grace to be close to Jesus. So especially these days of Lent, ask Jesus to give us this openness of heart, see Jesus in each person, and ask the strength to continue to love people as he would love them.